Troy Miller, Kieran Training for CRGI Digital Dojo. This is the last one of the context talks, so we're going to try to wrap it up. This will be short. We've mentioned seven things you have to cover if you want to call it self-defense. You have to cover the legal and ethical aspects, the violence dynamics, which is how violence actually works, all the ways not to fight, avoidance, escape and evasion, de-escalation, and make sure your students know that those are superior wins. Your students will need something to get through the ambush, the counter-assault techniques. They'll have to be able to deal with the freeze. They have to be able to function with the fight in a real environment while it's dynamic and moving against someone who is not a partner while they're adrenalized. And then when it's all over, they'll have to deal with the possibility of retaliation and the medical, legal, and psychological aftermath. If you leave any of those out, your students are vulnerable. If you yourself are not comfortable with any of those aspects, you're vulnerable. These are not things you can just hand wave past and hope that, well, I'm a really, really good fighter, so I don't have to worry about the aftermath or the ambush or legal stuff or psychology. That's not right. I don't want to say it's really stupid, but it's really stupid. It's not right. You need to know this stuff. The order is not important. All of these things affect each of the things. If you don't understand your own ethics, you're going to have more issue in the aftermath. You might not do enough, or you might do too much. You might freeze in the fight itself. If you don't understand how to not fight, the avoidance aspects, you could get involved in things that were unnecessary, which can both get you hurt, but also can be legal aftermath, because in most jurisdictions, preclusion, doing something other than fighting, has to be an option that you entertain. If you take the guy out and it was beautiful and the jury is going, there was a door right behind you, why didn't you leave? Your self-defense claim has just gone out the window in most jurisdictions. If you can't get past the sucker punch or the ambush, you aren't going to recover enough time to use your mad fighting skills. If you freeze, you also won't be able to access your fighting skills, but also when you freeze, you'll be even more psychologically damaged in the aftermath if you don't know that that's just part of the deal. Of course, if you don't survive the fight, the six-piece, then you don't have to worry about the aftermath. Dead people don't have to worry about getting sued. But that's not a win. And if you aren't prepared for all the aspects of the aftermath, it doesn't matter whether your students win, whether you win, they're still going to lose. Everything ties together. Everything affects everything else. It's been said multiple times, knowledge is power. Hat tip to Casey and the G.I. Joe guys. Knowing is half the battle, maybe way more than half. Work your knowledge base. Get all seven of these areas down cold. Work them. That's what it takes to be a complete self-defense. So thanks for sticking through the whole course. There is a bunch of written material that will help. We'll have a whole bunch of things on the recommended reading list at the CRGI and Conflict Manager websites. So train hard, be safe. Bye.